Hey, thank you very much for being with us on the Wade Ridgeway at North Hyatt Revive Twin Cities. And by the way, last segment, Chad and Osegel wins the 4 tickets to the Washington County Fair for next weekend, Wednesday through Sunday, and they're great seats. And we'll have a Greg Laurie winner announced in just a moment. We gave away a Greg Laurie book, his newest book. But you know what? I've got a really good friend of mine with me here live in North High, and it's Dr. Marcus Bachman, clinical therapist, and just all-around good person. And Marcus, great having you here on the way.
Paul, it's always good to be with you. You've had some terrific guests. I really appreciate, David Hall, who you just had a little while ago, and be glad to talk about that. In any other area you'd like to talk about today on youth culture?
Well, let's talk about David Hall for a minute. Here's a young man, 35 birthday today, by the way.
Isn't that great?
Deep in the homosexual community for about 10 years,
yep.
And then came out, born again, is now married, has a child. You know, that's a success story.
You talk about a battle that he has climbed up a mountain that has been culturally so much against what our culture believes today. I mean, the fact is, and we get this at our Christian Counseling Clinic, the fact is that there is a real movement to be against people who are deciding they're not satisfied with a lifestyle that's not fulfilling for them. And if they want to change from their same-sex attraction, there should be no hindrance from a counseling perspective to stop them, but rather encourage them and really allow them to see what changes could occur from the inside out for a person who has been struggling for probably years for some addiction, but that has led to their same-sex attraction. I think it's an arena that I applaud David Hall for his stand and also for his organization.
Hey, you know, Marcus, you know, talking to Dr. Marcus Bachman, clinical psychologist, and you've got a couple offices here in the Twin Cities. Where are they?
We have Woodbury area, so it's East St. Paul, and then also South Burnsville. We've got a second office.
Well, seriously, though, the psychiatrists say there's no way you can change your sexual orientation, but it's not true, is it?
No, and we're seeing more and more in the professional realm that actually have seen the changes for people, have encouraged. You see, it's always a decision of the person coming into the counseling office. What do they want? Are they open? Are they interested in changing their life? And we have had success, and we've seen a number of people who have said, this does not agree with my value system. I recognize that as a person of faith that I may have some attraction in my emotions, maybe even for years, but it goes against my principles and my faith. Can we talk about, shouldn't we be able, Paul, to talk about within a counseling realm, a person who desires to have change, including in this area of same-sex attraction?
Well, your colleagues and stuff, you know, it's well, they get hostile, don't they, though, when you bring up Christ or the Holy Spirit?
They become very angry at the idea that, you know, we're not embracing, we're not going with the norm of people who are involved in the homosexual community. I mean, the fact is, it is a matter of choice. There is a decision to be made, and people are coming to grips with the fact that if this does not align with their faith, their value systems, then they do have a right to ask for help, ask for assistance, be counseled in this very sensitive area. We are, just like David talked about, we're not out to force, manipulate, pressure. We are there to walk alongside. And someone who has had this battle, we recognize that for so many of them, they have kept it in secret. They have struggled with their emotions. There is high statistics regarding the mental health issues that people have struggled with being in same-sex attraction.
Daniel from Minneapolis, who wants to talk to Dr. Marcus Bachman. So, Daniel, you're on the way with Ridgeway and Dr. Bachman.
Yes, Mr. Bachman, I called your clinics asking about reparative therapy for homosexuality. And I was told you guys didn't do that. Is that true or not? Or
no, we're not involved in reparative therapy in the sense that most people understand reparative therapy. You see, reparative therapy has a real connotation of manipulation, pressure, trying to force someone against their belief system, the last thing that a ethical Christian counseling agency would not be involved in such kind of approach. So I think it needs to be made very clear. You know, I'm sure it depends on how some people would define reparative therapy. If we are talking about someone who is asking for help, for counsel, because they believe that same-sex attraction goes against their biblical or their value system, then of course, what professional, ethical counseling agency wouldn't assist someone in being able to talk about that, in being able to walk with them through their own desire, their own self-will to make that a change in their life. So I think it's very important that we're very clear about, when we talk about reparative therapy, why we've taken a stand not to say that we will do all the negative connotations about reparative therapy.
Hey, Daniel, thank you very much for calling in on the way, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Marcus Bachman. You've got questions.